Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast. My name is Leenine Heisen. I'm your host, and I am so excited to talk today about a hidden people group within America, and that's our United States military. Moms in Prayer has a special heart for our military moms and families around the world and in all 50 states. Today's episode, I'm going to be joined by two great women of faith. The first is Selena Duffy. She's a Moms in Prayer mom and has been our former Moms in Prayer Military Moms Coordinator. And the second is my friend Megan Brown. Megan is a Christ follower, a terrific Bible teacher, and an active voice for our U.S. military. She is a part of an active duty family serving right now, and you are going to love her perspective. Let's welcome them both to the podcast. Selena Duffy, my good friend, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Hey, how are you, Lee? It's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you, talk to you. Selena, I can't wait for our girls to get to know you. Yes. They're going to just adore your fun and your spunk. And boy, we have a lot to talk about today. So introduce yourself to my friends. Tell them a little bit about you and about your family.
Well, Lee, I am from New Jersey. I am a military veteran that kind of brought me away from Jersey City, New Jersey. I've been on this adventure with my husband for now 15 years. My husband is recently retired 2016 from the military for 28 years. So he kind of already had been doing his thing before we met. I am the mom of three boys. I'm going to call them my young men because my oldest one will be 29 in April. And my middle guy, Samuel, is 14. And then I have my Daniel, which is 12. So yes, I am a mom of boys.
I feel like three boys signed you up for some awesome club. You get at least a t-shirt for that, friend.
Oh girl, you better believe it. That's why I wear my tiara around the house because I, hey, I'm outnumbered, but I get to do that. So,
so Megan Brown, my friend, I am so excited to have you on the Moms in Prayer podcast. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Megan, tell our friends a little bit about your family, where you live, about your life right now.
So I am a military spouse of an active duty service member. My husband has been active duty Air Force for almost 14 years. So in that 14 years, we've had four children. We have a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 3-year-old. We have moved 10 different times at 4 different duty stations. We have lived in Louisiana. We've lived in both bases in Mississippi, both Keesler and Columbus. We were in Wright-Patterson for a stint at 4 years, and now we are here in Warner Robins, Georgia. We just yesterday a few months ago, and we're steadily planting roots at our new station.
Wow, that's incredible. You have been everywhere already with your family. Do you homeschool your kids? Private school, public school? This is crazy.
We are homeschoolers, and it's different for every family. But part of what works for us is that because my husband's ops tempo is so quick, he's in, he's out, he's in, out. Homeschooling really gives us the flexibility to really have that quality time together when he is here. Because we only live miles from where he works, he comes home for lunch and the kids get to be with him for 2 meals a day when he's home. And it's just those little moments as an active duty family. We really like to commit when we can and spend quality time when we can.
You said ops schedule. What does that mean?
So the ops tempo is simply how long they're in and out of where we're stationed. So for instance, right now, we're stationed here in Warner Robins, but we experience temporary duty stations where he is off-site for a number of weeks. And he'll come back, he'll be off-site a number of weeks, or he'll deploy. So it just depends on, you know, the ops tempo is really how often they're gone.
What is base life like for military families?
Well, base life is community. But with that comes a lot of different struggles, which is so beautiful about the military. You have people from different places bringing this flavor to this group of people.
Not all bases are the same. So you can have a small base where all the kids go to school off base. But there are large bases that are almost like cities, really, that have their own school system. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. Here at Fort Carson, we have schools that are here on the base itself. So that is a blessing. But sometimes there are military families that choose to send their children off base as well, because we have different systems, school systems. So they still have that choice. So yes, some places are large enough to sustain itself, and some still decide to go to schools off post as well. I think the base life, especially here right now in Fort Carson, since I'm still a part of Fort Carson, is a lot of deployments are still happening, and they're getting to, they're growing actually. We thought by now that things would have slowed down, but they're actually increasing. So we're having a lot of deployments, a lot of moms feeling as though they're single moms. Most of Fort Carson right now is deployed. Can you believe that, Lee? So a lot of spouses are gone right now.
Megan, tell me about the first time your husband deployed.
The first deployment, the kids were 5, 3, and 1. It was difficult to say the least. But I will say one thing. There's one thing that I learned during that deployment, and that was how to pray without ceasing. You know, you'll be wiping down your counters and praying that, you know, your husband is safe, or you'll be tucking babies into bed and you'll be praying that, you know, your husband will come home whole. And you know, there's so many things that we pray for as military spouses, but really those deployments, you really lean into prayer life, because really that's the lifeline that you have.
Selena, how many deployments did you guys face?
We went through 6.
Wait, 6?
We faced 6 deployments, yes.
I didn't even know that was possible. I didn't even know we did beyond like 2 or 3. 6?
No, I have friends right now that's on like their 10th and 11th, so... yes, it is possible. Very much so. And that was very early in our marriage that we faced a lot of deployments. And right before he got sick in 2014, my husband did, he had just came off of a deployment to Kuwait. Yes. So yes, it's easy to happen. This is the life that our military have in a phase. And we know what we sign up for. And I say we because the wife is signing on to support her husband. It is something that can happen very quickly. And before you know it, you're losing count because it becomes a part of your life.
Megan, talk to us about the challenges that are facing military families right now.
Oh man, that's a long list, but I'll put it this way. If I had to say that there was a number one enemy of the military community, it would be loneliness. And what I mean by that is we as military spouses, we uproot our lives. We follow our spouses anywhere, in all places, and we don't always get a community when we get there. So there's always this, we call it the PCS crash. And basically what that means is an anticipation building and building and building. You're calling moving trucks, the truck here, they're loading. You're dealing with children that are melting down because they don't want to leave their friends. You're putting out small controlled fires. You get to the new house, your furniture doesn't fit. You have to unpack. You find that you unload boxes, you look around and you're totally alone. So what do? You can't call your friend to meet for coffee to give you a little bit of a breather. You have no babysitters. You have no church home. And it's just kind of an overwhelming loneliness. So in addition to that loneliness, you have the time and space that you and your spouse have to readjust to a new place. Searching for a church home can be completely overwhelming. You have children that may or may not adjust well to the move. And that's just part of our lives. That doesn't include deployments. That doesn't include sickness. That doesn't include any of the typical things that even our civilian counterparts encounter regularly. Pain, grief, loss, trauma. If you can imagine what it's like to be a military spouse, imagine some of the most traumatic and horrible things that happen, and then magnify them, and then imagine walking through those things completely by yourself. That's probably the best way I can pitch that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sounds like a dark scenario.
Yeah.
And so maybe as a mom who has faced several moves with her young children. Explain to me what it's like being a military kid.
We've been here maybe 3 or 4 weeks, and every day was a tear fest. My children cried every day, begging to go home. In Biloxi, our last station, we were at Keesler Air Force Base, right on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We helped plant a church. We had a thriving biblical community. My children had friends that will probably be their friends for the rest of their lives. And we had to uproot and move. And every day my children cried, begging me to go home. Mommy, I promise we'll be good. Can we please go home? We hate it here. We don't have any friends here. I miss my best friend. I want my church. Every time we rolled up to a new church to visit, they cried. They didn't even want to go in. I called Bonnie and I'm crying like a baby and I'm saying, Bonnie, I don't know what I've done. We've made our children move. I signed up for this life knowing what most likely we would be dealing with, and I didn't count this cost, and now my children are heartbroken, and I kind of feel like it's my fault. And Bonnie gave me some really wise advice. She told me to buy journals and to journal through this experience with my 10-year-old daughter, who was really having the worst time of it. And to share with her the same experience that I was having. Yes, I miss my friends too. I want to have a community here too. I would love to have a church home here too. And I'm also sad and I wish about, you know, what we could have, but also to kind of turn that back into prayer, exchanging our wishes for his divine will and having that conversation with my 10-year-old and telling her, yes, absolutely, we want these things and we can definitely petition to God for these things, but that, you know, his sovereign best for us, for Dad and us, was to be here. And that would never be to our detriment. God's sovereign will for Daddy and for Mommy is not to your detriment. It's to our betterment. And so we learned how to walk through that together. And that was an amazing experience. So the short answer is hard, but through prayer and petition and through understanding who we belong to, not completely devastating. That's my answer.
Personally, Megan, have you gone into an environment where you had a built-in believing, praying family on the base where you went into?
I have not. And so have I built it? Absolutely. I would say that if I had any kind of inclination or any, you know, good God-given gift, it's that he's made me a master community builder. Most military spouses have to be, in the sense that, you know, we always joke that, you know, you meet your neighbor at the mailbox and you're like, hi, Susan, my name is Megan. Would you like to be my emergency contact?
Right.
It's very fast. Hi, my name's, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Like, invite me into your home. I'm not weird all the time. I mean, it's very strange. We do not have the luxury of taking years to get to know the women we're around. For matters of our own survival, we pick up quickly. So, no, I've never walked in where there's been a readily available community. And I don't know if I think that exists.
Megan actually goes on to tell me how she believes we have to create community, that is the job of military women as they move from place to place. But it was at this point in the conversation with Selena and Megan that I realized, actually, Moms in Prayer does that. When a woman moves into a community, what would happen if there was already a Moms in Prayer group waiting for her at the next installation or the next base that would give her that safe spot? And that's exactly what happened for Selena Duffy. Tell me your Moms in Prayer story. How did you find Moms in Prayer, and what did that look like as you have been walking this military mom journey?
Oh, Lee, I found Moms in Prayer. I heard about Moms in Touch. Remember that name, Moms in Touch? Years before, we were stationed in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Fort Sill was the duty station that we had right before we came here to Colorado. I found out about this group through a church, actually, that I was attending there in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. This other military mom was leading it. And she had these flyers up and then the bulletin, and I would read about it every Sunday and saying that we have a Moms in Touch group going on. So I kind of peeked in just a little closer, got with this mom and other military spouses that was there too. And we started praying at her house. She invited me to come and she said, well, I have this prayer sheet for you and just kind of go by this prayer sheet. We make sure that each child is covered and we're military and we know what it's like. What we're going through. So we just started praying together and I just fell in love with it. And it was just a wonderful experience. It gave me a confidence that no matter where I go as a military spouse, as a military family, that I have a Moms in Prayer group that I can connect with. And even when it wasn't one going on, that I had an opportunity to start one. So it kind of revolutionized my whole perspective as a military spouse, a military mom, and also now a mom that is praying with other moms, and that I wasn't alone in this journey, that I had a way to connect. There was something about having your own little army around you that can pray for you. And that's what Moms in Prayer gives to our military community or any woman that is desiring to have other women praying with her as she journeys through this time with her children. It changes your whole perspective and it helps you. It propels you forward. When you don't want to keep going, you got that sister praying for you or your child, whatever it is that you need at that time.
It's our heart at Moms in Prayer that every mom would be able to participate in a Moms in Prayer community, that every mom would have their own little praying army. Selena, how do we civilian Moms in Prayer moms support our military community?
How can you support your military community? First of all, pray for them. I think that's how you can always start praying, asking God to show you who is it that I need to connect with in this military community. Or I can adopt a whole base and just cover them in prayer. Like if you have a Moms in Prayer group that is actively going, you know, for one school, if you even want to say, hey, well, let's pray for Fort Carson today or whatever, I encourage that. Say, let's pray for all the military families and their children. Let's pray for the deployed spouses. There are so many ways. And I tell you, it is so fruitful. You may think I'm just putting these prayers out, but God will show you the fruit of your labor and how you will come across so many military families that way.
What would it mean to you, Megan, to know that there was a group of women that are praying for your kids and you don't even know them?
It's really humbling because I think as military spouses, there's this mentality that we have that we are completely unseen in some communities. We uproot our lives, we bubble wrap our grandmother's heirlooms and we take them all over God's green earth and we forget that people outside of our community genuinely care about us. It is unfathomable almost that there are women that have never met me or my sisters who married service members, and even our brothers that married service members. We have some macho man spouses in the armed forces here. I think that it's important to know that we aren't alone, and that it's important to know that as the body of believers, Big C Church, that we care for one another regardless of our status as civilian or military spouse. And so to us, in those moments of feeling so alone and unseen, it is a complete promise of hope that there are others that are willing to take the time and bend the knee and come to the Father on our behalf for our children, for their well-being, for their mental stability, for their resilience, for our resilience to care for them, because being a military family does have very difficult challenges. And so I think to answer your question, it's very humbling and very encouraging to know that we aren't off on some island and it isn't all care for your own and pull up by your bootstraps and power through on our own strength, that there are women, moms praying for us and encouraging us from afar. That's a beautiful thing.
Selena, I'm looking at you, friend, and I know you've experienced this, but I imagine it would make quite an impact if a bunch of Moms in Prayer moms step forward to other moms to invite them in.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm telling you, it changes lives. It changed my life. I mean, that's why I'm here now. And that's why I'm still part of Moms in Prayer. You know, it's unbelievable. And so I think this is such a powerful thing. I know from my experience, being able to pray with other women to help us through those deployments, to help us through our kids transitioning to a new school, to help us get through our children missing their dads, you know, or even the military personnel could be the mom, you know, whoever it is, that we just have that community to help us get through. Because there's so many different things that military families face.
When a woman has a husband that's deployed,
mm-hmm.
and she enters a Moms in Prayer group, what does that space offer her?
First of all, it's going to give her the opportunity to pray for her children, because more than likely they're going to be facing some specific issues during that time. And we want to make sure those children are being covered just as well. But, you know, our Moms in Prayer group, when it comes to the mom itself and going through deployment, I saw it as a source of encouragement for me. It helped me during those times because we were building relationships as well as praying for our children. Yes, we spent that hour praying for our children, covering our schools and different things like that. But we're also building a community. We're building relationships. So I was able to talk to my Moms in Prayer groups beyond just that hour, that I know that I could call up one of those praying women, those prayer warriors, and say, listen, I'm going through this. I need some help. I need some prayer. I'm feeling anxious about my husband's deployment. I haven't heard from him in about 2 weeks because he's not able to call. Whatever that thing is, I don't have just that hour. Thank you, Lord, for that hour. But we go beyond that hour, meaning that I can call anytime and say, sis, I need some prayer. Because I know this is my family right here. They know what's going on in my family. So I trust them even further to pray for me during that time. So that's what she can find, is that group of women to support her, hold her arms up personally, as well as praying for her children.
Military moms need a place to belong. They need to be prayed for. But they are not wimps. In both of my conversations with Selena and Megan, they both use the words resilient and missional. They don't view their military lives as a sentence or a punishment for their family, but as a calling. As I got to know you at a conference, that's what I was told about you, is there's Megan, she's the one with the crazy hair, you're gonna love each other. She has a calling for the U.S. military. And I was like, well, I don't even know what that means. So what does that look like right now? Has God given you put something on your heart that you would like to see come to fruition?
My husband and I, we have a saying that we think that God is raising up a fighting force within a fighting force, and that if we can equip military families to carry the gospel, we go all over God's green earth. We are fitted for this. So that's what we do. If there's something that I'd want to see in fruition, it would be military families ready and equipped and fitted to carry God's gospel into their communities, in their neighborhoods, and watch just the immersion of people going into those waters and coming back out in a newness of life.
Selena, one of the things I've heard you say is that actually Moms in Prayer gives moms an opportunity to be missionaries and light bearers wherever they go, wherever they're sent in the world. So in so many ways, you move on to the offense, right?
Yes, yes. One thing I always tell my military community, believing military community, is that guess what? You are like missionaries on Uncle Sam's dime, okay? Like, he is sending you forth, just like with Moms in Prayer, as being a part of that military family or that military spouse, is that she's taking Moms in Prayer. If there's not one happening, and she's been trained to do it, because what they like about Moms in Prayer is that they give you the tools. And one thing about military people, we like to know, okay, what's next, line, you know, what's coming next, that they have these tools to go somewhere else and start a Moms in Prayer group. That's the beauty of it.
Well, what I appreciate is that it only takes one other mom. And most of the time you can find one other mom. And if not, mm-hmm. Moms in Prayer wants to be uniting arms around the world for our military yes. community. So if a woman is praying alone, she actually mm-hmm. has the opportunity to call back home and pray with another group.
Exactly. So that's the wonderful thing. Just like the group that I started here in Colorado Springs, I was praying by myself. There was no one here praying. But like within the first couple of days of school starting, I was getting phone calls. And now we have a Moms in Prayer group for my son's school. So just something as simple as that, you know, just putting yourself out there, just praying, being consistent. God just sends other moms alongside you.
I think the charge to Moms in Prayer moms that are listening is to open our eyes, pray, and ask God to show us the military moms that are in our midst, and then to reach out and offer them the gift of community with you in Moms in Prayer. And then let's continue to pray for the moms in the military, whether they're serving or whether they're military wives, who need community, who need help learning how to pray effectively for their kids and for the schools around them. Megan, how should we be praying for our military community?
I think that there's a couple of needs when it comes to prayer. We need women praying that the lost are found. There's so many lost. I think if you guys prayed specifically for softened hearts, that would be a game changer. Another thing is that you pray for places to build community, that you pray that women would be willing to step away from the keyboard and open their front door.
Mm.
Really big false sense of security that because we have 400 friends that we are in community, but in actuality, there's no one in our homes. And so if you would pray that military spouses would step away from the keyboard and step outside to meet the women around them, to be intentional with the women around them, I think that would be good. And the last would be that you would pray for our ability to be kind and compassionate mothers, in the sense that our children are dealing with the same challenges that we are, and they don't have the emotional or mental maturity to handle it as we do, and we still can't handle it. I'm 33, and I still don't handle it well. So to give grace to our children who are walking through very difficult challenges as really tiny people, and that we would be compassionate to walk with them through that and to not be exasperated by that.
Since I grew up in a military family, I know this can be an issue. How should we be praying for your marriages?
Military marriages are different in the sense that we are together, we're apart. We're together, we're apart. Some of the seasons of apart can be 12 to 15 months. We have to be so intentional with guarding our marriages.
Selena, let's talk about praying for the kids. How did you pray for your kids?
Well, one thing that I pray for is always anxiety, that God, you are my peace. I mean, peace was like one of the attributes that we've kind of clung to because of the dynamics of the military family. God, you are shalom, peace, to give my children peace as they are transitioning, as they're having to face those anxieties of meeting new people or fitting in and those things. I mean, this was like every 2 years. It's not like you're going from middle school to this group of friends and then you guys transition on to high school. It's like I may get to spend 2 years in middle school and then I'm gone. And I'm going to have to be reestablished again into this new community. Whether it's going to be at a military installation, we would like that because they understand one another a little better. But sometimes you don't get that. You go to another duty station, it is smaller, and we have to go off post to go to school. So that means they're going to have to make new friends and they're going to have to get to know people. Those are some of the things that we really would pray for our children. It's just that they will have that peace, that God will take away those anxieties, and that they will know who they are in Christ, and that wherever they go, that God is with them.
Mm. I can imagine what a big deal it is each time your kid transitions into a new system, new set of teachers, new rules, really.
New. Everything. Everything is new again.
New state, often a new country, yeah. Right?
Yes. Yes. Especially if they have to go into Europe, if they have to go somewhere in, like Korea now. You know, there's families that have moved to Korea and Japan. And so a new culture, everything is new. So those are the things that we would pray that God would just be their peace during these times.
Well, it feels like the world is volatile. I mean, especially when you're a military family, but you watch the news with different eyes. Mm-hmm. You have a different heart attachment to that. And I wonder how you specifically, Selena, are praying for those that represent us in the government and make decisions for where our men and women in uniform are deployed. What specific prayers would you direct us to pray, and how do you pray about that?
Well, you know, one thing, Lee, I go back to that word sovereign, that characteristic of God, that he is a sovereign God. We don't understand everything. And I had to remember that during the military, during the time my husband served, there were times where I personally did not agree. But at the same time, the Lord reminded me to pray for those that were in leadership, because that's what he's called us to do. And to trust him. I think that's the greatest understanding, is that he is trustworthy, and that I place those that are making decisions for our military, especially when it was my husband. God, I trust you, and I place, first of all, them into your hands, and my husband into your hands, and all of the military into your hands, God. You know, you're a sovereign God, and that you are wise, and that they will have wise counsel around them, realizing that these are lives. You know, each military person, this is a precious life. And that's how I would pray from that standpoint, as being that spouse. Like, Lord, I know you have this under your control. There's nothing that's going to get by you that you don't know about. And I just pray that, God, you will surround our leaders, from our presidents to our senators to our Department of Defense. Father, I pray that you will surround them with godly counsel and wisdom, even our generals. You know, I sometimes I think in the state that we're in, and I have to be reminded of this even today, is that we almost forget that, you know, God knows exactly what to do, and that we can trust him. And we know that there is power in prayer. We have to remember that there is power. But he called us to pray and not worry.
I asked these two incredible women if they wanted to issue a charge to the Moms in Prayer moms, and this is what they said.
Bolster your local church. Serve in your local women's ministry. If you have a teaching gift, use it. If you have a communicating gift, use it. If you have the gift of hospitality, use it for your local church, and then make room and invite us in. There's really nothing specific that the civilian community needs to do differently for us, more than to use your gifts within the local church and invite us to join the body. Because the truth is that we need each other. We need women that are connected to the community. We need women that have been established there. We need women that are wise. We need women that are farther along in the faith walk than we are. And we need them to invite us in and to walk with us. So when you see the military spouse, ask her how she's doing and mean it. And remember her name. And that would be miles ahead of what we normally get. Remember who we are. And when you pray for us, ask that we could be knitted in and hemmed in to your beautiful body of a local believing church. Like, that's the best thing.
Well, I just say, first of all, the military families are a special group of people. I just want to encourage all of you, whether you're military, or you may go a military brat, Lee, which I think you are, right?
That's right. Go Army.
However, just to remember them, in prayer, realizing the sacrifices that they are making daily. And and any way that you can serve them, whether, like I said, praying for them, you know, whether they're in your child's school or at your church, if ask your church, how can we serve our military ministry? It is such a beautiful thing, because these families are sacrificing daily. And let me tell you something. They're very humble people too. They don't come out and say, hey, we're serving and we're sacrificing. You know, they're very humble at it. But at the same time, they are so blessed and honored when someone says, I see you. I know what you're, I understand what you're going through. I know you're missing your dad, or I know that you're missing your spouse. You know, I think just if you have an opportunity to just get involved, engage, connect with them, that alone is such a blessing. And I tell you, great is the reward to just see the fruit of just praying for them and encouraging them and knowing that, hey, we're with you. We got your back. We got your back.
Megan, you are a gift. Thanks for coming today and talking to us about what life in the military really looks like. And I love your heart for ministry among this people group, our military community. Selena, I love you. Thank you for being with us. Would you pray us out of here? Would you pray that our hearts would be turned towards our military families and that we would see every base, do I say, in the world? In the world covered with prayer? I mean, what in the world could happen if there were praying moms on every military base around the world? Chills. I don't know.
Okay. Yes, I pray. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this time together, Father. And I thank you for each and every person that is listening right now. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity that we get to pray for our military families, Lord. And we pray that, God, you will raise up military moms, the wives, to lead these mom and prayer groups throughout this whole entire world. That is a big thing, the world, not just here, but across this world, God. We're praying for groups to start on each and every installation, Father. And we just pray that, Father, that a fire would just break out and that nations will be changed because of the praying women that are gathered, praying for their children, praying for their communities, Father, that lives will be changed, families will be changed, that salvations will happen across our nation and across our world, Father. So, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for each and everyone that is going to commit today to start adopting installations that are around them. It's not by chance that they happen to be near a military installation. But Father, that is a divine appointment, that you are strategic, God, in everything that you do. I pray that our eyes will be open, that our ears will be open, that we can hear what you are saying to us about praying for our military, and that our hearts will be softened, and that we will be obedient when you place it on our hearts. So Father, I thank you for each and every moms in prayer group that is going to come forth through our military families. And Lord, that lives, generations, and nations are going to be impacted because of women praying. So Father, we just thank you, and we just ask all of this in the mighty name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Pretty eye-opening episode today, wasn't it? It's so interesting how there can be people living right in our midst who have a completely different perspective on the circumstances around them. I praise God for Moms in Prayer reaching into the lives of the military community, and I just challenge us all. Let's open our eyes and pray. Lord, show us. What do you want us to do about this? Friends, it's so good to have you here, and we welcome your reviews on iTunes, especially your 5-star reviews. Your comments and reviews matter. It helps other people find us, and that's what we're looking for, to see every school in the world covered with prayer. You can find all of the notes on today's show and how to get in touch with these girls on our show notes at the Moms in Prayer blog at momsinprayer.org. Moms are making the difference, friends. Moms in the military and praying moms all over the world. Moms just like you. See you next week.